It's a busy time now for fall sports coaches as they get ready for the upcoming fall sports season. But right now going on in CAM, the cross-country team is going to have an upcoming camp here for 7th to 12th graders for area prospective cross-country runners. So we talk about that now with the head coach for CAM Cross Country, Deborah Brown, with us here on KSOM. And Coach, tell us about this camp and how it's all coming together for you.
Yes, good morning, Chris. Thanks for helping us spread the word about our upcoming camp. So we are hosting, this will be our, I think, third year, hosting a cross-country camp there at CAM. It is open to all area 7th through 12th graders, athletes or non-athletes, really. It is a cross-country camp, but also I would say just as importantly, an overall fitness camp. So if you're just looking to improve your overall fitness, maybe get ready for another fall sport that's not cross-country, you are welcome and encouraged to join us. So it'll be held the 5th through the 8th, so next week, Monday through Thursday, at the CAM High School. We'll start there from 9 to 11. Participants can come one day or all 4 days. They can choose, you know, just what works with their schedule. So you don't have to come all 4 days. If you have other commitments or conflicts, we just want you to be there. Runners, that just having that support of others, it makes all of it so much easier. So,
yeah, and along those lines, cross country is a sport that if you want to succeed in the fall, you really have to start in the summer, if not before that. I mean, it's a year round thing, isn't it? And to have this opportunity to compete with fellow age groups in the middle of the summer is, I bet, a huge advantage.
It really is. I always say cross country is a sport that really is a summer sport that you compete in the fall. But this is a great opportunity, really, for our young athletes and even non-athletes to shake the dust off before their fall sport officially starts. So if you've been a little bit of a couch potato or just been busy with work or fair, vacationing, this is a great opportunity. Come join us. And We will be gentle and we will get started. I want to share, Chris, that we have a special guest clinician coming and helping us as a volunteer. And that a lot of your our listeners will know, Craig Becker from Dort is going to be joining us on Monday on the 5th. Craig helped us last year. I'm sure you know, Craig is just a standout. Well, first of all, he's an exceptional young man, collegiate, just a young man that graduated from Atlantic, is now last year a national collegiate cross-country qualifier at Dort, academic All-American, second at the GPAC championship. So they will have our area kids will have just time to meet Craig and ask questions. You know, how can I do this? And Craig was also a qualifier in the 4x8 and the 1500 meters there at Dort. So we're really pleased. Coach Teresa Taylor is the middle school cross country coach. So she and I and Craig will be, you know, working with area athletes and just having a good time and learning some skills.
Right. So what are the priorities that you try to teach the kids about cross-country skills?
Well, really, we will focus on just, there's also, I call them, this is just my personal opinion. I do not profess to be an expert in distance running. I want to throw that out there. I've just had some help by other coaches and former athletes to learn a few things, which I appreciate. So I always say you've got that distance aspect that, and then you have speed is a part of cross country. People do not think, but I always say it doesn't matter how pretty you run, but it matters who comes across the line first. Though I'd love you to be a pretty runner and have great form. So we'll look at some form things, you know, how the athletes can, maybe if they lean or they break or they throw their arms while running, just kind of working on just identifying a few of those things that maybe they can that they can work on their own. Nutrition is a big part, a huge part of distance running. Proper nutrition, developing your core that allows you to not fall apart at the end of the race, particularly stay upright. So there's all sorts of things, some injury prevention, stretching. There's a lot of aspects of cross country and distance running that I think some people don't realize. And let's face it, if you're going to be in athletics, you're going to run. It doesn't matter what the sport. So learning to run better, more efficiently is going to help you in every sport that you choose.
And the other thing with cross country is I found that there's so many different types of courses, you know, curvy courses, hilly courses, different kinds. I mean, I'm sure that's got to be something that some people are stronger on some courses than others. Some people hate hills. I've run into some runners that say they don't mind them. But I imagine that has to go into it, too, that there has to be some training to deal with the different style of courses that you have to tackle.
Yes, that's true. And that's one area I've we had a little summer running program. I said, I'm going to be picking Craig Becker's brain for, you know, I struggled years and years ago running downhill. You think that that's easier, but there is techniques and I was never good at that. And so that's an area that, so we will work on hills. They will, you know, again, we're just introducing this. Don't want anyone to worry about, hey, I haven't been running. I'm not in shape. So this is not a camp for me. We will start easy and, you know, based on your fitness level, you know, you will find others that are right there with you. And this is just really about getting started and supporting those that have been running and challenging them as well.
So what's the cost associated and how do people register for this?
Okay. Actually, I'm glad you asked. Due to the generosity of a donor, we are able to offer this camp at no cost. Mm. So they have covered that. So there is no cost. And as far as what we do require is that a liability release be signed by a parent or guardian. So those are available at the CAM High School or also at the Anita Health and Wellness Center. Amber has some forms over there or by contacting me. And they just need to bring those the morning of or whatever day they come to the camp. So that's really all we require them bring. And just a good pair of, I would wear, sounds like it's going to be in the 90s at the end of the day. So comfortable, definitely a good pair of, you know, a comfortable pair of supportive shoes, t-shirt and shorts. We do provide, I will have bottled water there for all the athletes. They can bring their own water, but we will have that. And we always provide a healthy snack following the workout.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope that there's some kids that are interested in it. Whether you're interested in cross country or, like you say, just interested in running to help you prepare for the upcoming fall sports season, a free camp, you can't beat that. And that's August 5th through the 8th at, and again, that's going to be, you meet at CAM High School, is that correct?
Yes, it is. Can I throw one more thing out there, Chris?
Sure,
I
go ahead.
Forget. As a extra, just little something extra for attending our camp, all the participants will receive a runner's rule bracelet. So it's a cool silicone bracelet, says runner's rule, has a couple runners, male and female runners on. And it's, they're going to want one of these. So that's, if you come any number of days, you will receive one. So just kind of wanted to throw that out. We have never done that before, but that's something we're doing this year, kind of promoting that running.
Fantastic. It all happens August 5th through the 8th from 9 to 11 a.m. Go for one, go for all days, just go. And Deborah, really appreciate your time and certainly have a great camp. And I'm sure we'll be talking soon to look at the upcoming cross-country season. Thanks so much.
You bet. May I share my phone number? I guess I forgot to do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Parents have questions. It's 402-657-3622.
402-657-3622. 657-3622. That's Deborah Brown, head coach for CAM, with us here on KSOM.